Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, Connecticut Veterans Legal Center. Overcoming legal barriers, strengthening veterans in recovery. Because you know what? Homeless veterans, what do they need the most? It's not necessarily housing or medical care or even mental health care or food. It's access to a lawyer. That's because legal issues are big problems with landlords or difficulty securing VA disability compensation. This can stand in the way of a veteran accessing stable housing, affordable health care, and all the suitable income that comes along with it. So the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center is providing free representation to veterans recovering from homelessness and mental illness to help stabilize their lives. We have two guests with us today, Greg Gagne from Halloran Sage and Liam Brennan, Connecticut Veterans Legal Center. And you know what? Memorial Day week, the right way, and we're remembering our veterans who we have lost. And a reminder to all of us that we need to take care of our veterans that are still with us. And you guys are really performing such a great thing for veterans in Connecticut.
Thank you very much.
Now, introduce yourself to us, Liam. And how did you get involved with the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center?
I was a federal prosecutor for 10 years, okay. Working in D.C. and back in New Haven. When I went to move on, I went to New Haven Legal Assistance afterward, okay. Where I had done a lot of legal services work when I was in law school. But one of our advisory board members at CVLC was one of my professors in law school. And when our founder, Margaret Middleton, moved on to become a professor herself, he reached out to me and said, you know, there's this great opportunity, this great organization, and kind of brought me into the fold. And
how long have you been with CVLC?
So I started in March. So it's
I'm
a new kid on the block. We're on a wild roller coaster ride. It's a great place. It's a great mission and a really great bunch of people. And great board members like Greg.
That's right. All right, Greg Gagne, tell us about yourself. You're from Halloran Sage?
Halloran Sage.
Okay.
Yeah, we have offices all over the state of Connecticut, also in D.C.
Okay.
I entered the Air Force JAG Corps shortly after 9/11.
Okay.
I got out in 2005, and I've been helping members of all branches of service, you know, active, reservists, and veterans ever since.
Wow, so you're covering all the bases. So you know the veteran, you know, way of life and the lingo, and, you know, you get it.
I do. And so the CVLC, I'm a board member. Also, our firm provides a lot of pro bono services to the CVLC and is kind of a natural fit.
Absolutely.
So Halloran started working with the CVLC in 2012 and providing pro bono services along the lines of what you previously discussed, kind of that same range. And then over the years, we've increased our level of pro bono service because
the need is great.
The need is great, but also the mission. I mean, there are a lot of different ways you can give back and offer pro bono services. When we saw the quality of the work and the nature of the mission.
And how they're handling things.
Exactly. The firm, the management, the pro bono committee just decided to commit more and more resources to this issue because it's really that important.
It's nice that a company that you work for does something like that because, you know what, giving back to your own community, you know, helps it thrive and grow. And this is a community specifically that needs us and needs us to do the good work for them to make sure that they're taken care of after all the sacrifice that they've made for all of us, you
Absolutely.
Included. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's talk about the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center. Where is it?
So we are located, our main office is in West Haven at the Arrera Community Care Center. We're a medical legal partnership, which means we work shoulder to shoulder with the clinicians who work with veterans at the VA.
Okay.
And the VA hospital in West Haven has a community care center that runs a number of programs and runs a number of homeless programs. And they have give us space where we have an office there and we meet with veterans who can stop by or who get referred to us by clinicians.
You bring the mountain to them.
And we bring them out to them. And so this way we are able to address kind of the whole person and the needs of the whole person.
The package deal.
It's exactly. What I think medical research has shown in recent years is that medical interventions account for like 10% of people's well-being, but what they call social determinants of health, like all the other aspects of your life, can be up to 20% of how healthy you are. So this is a way to address some of those stressors that people who are dealing with mental illness and homelessness have.
What's PTSD, anything that's going on.
And so we're able to fill that need and work with the doctors, the social workers there, and address the needs of of the veterans.
Well, it's an amazing support system, and it just really is important that you get to them, because, you know, sometimes you know you need to help people, but they're spread out all over the state of Connecticut. Sometimes they're not seeking help. And if they're getting to a center like the Aurora Center, which is so important as well, you know, you're getting the work done by finding them all at the same place. Now, the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center is providing free representation to veterans. And that's why people like Halloran Sage and Greg Gagne are so important, because this is pro bono work. You're doing this free.
Absolutely. And it's
what are the most interesting cases? What do you think is the most prevalent case that veterans find themselves in legal need of?
Well, it runs the gamut, as you can imagine. When someone is dealing with mental health issues and challenges that they may have brought back with them from the fight, sometimes you're dealing with eviction or homelessness. Sometimes you're dealing with access to medical care. When it comes to the pro bono work, I would say we do a large portion of eviction work. And when you think about it as a one-dimensional issue, it's an eviction. But when mm-hmm. you think about it in the context of the veteran's life, someone perhaps had a hard time getting a job. And they have to choose between fixing their car, which will allow them to keep their job, or paying their rent. And mm-hmm. when you can give them that extra month or two to get things right and get back on their feet, that's literally the difference between homelessness and
the eviction surviving. Process is so complicated and complex, just in general, you know, things you don't know and rules that you don't know that people can or can't get away with, that kind
exactly.
of thing.
I think the eviction cases are a huge highlight of the work that Halloran and Sage does. You know, we have a 13-member staff, and so we have attorneys who work directly in our office. But then we have this network of pro bono attorneys from all over the state who do work for veterans through us. But what is really hard to place sometimes are housing cases, because they move so fast, and you have to get in there, get in court, and help mm-hmm. them. And one of the great things that Halloran Sage and Greg and his team has done is take on housing cases for our
That's
veterans.
A tough one.
And those are really, really tough and they're very tough to place. One day they agreed to take on three cases in the same day. It was huge.
Yeah.
And so that's just been a great maximizer to the work that we can do. And we wouldn't be able to reach as many veterans without that support from the private bar.
Do you have a specific case that you might have thought is the toughest since you've taken on? What's your best win? Like something you feel like you're most proud and successful at?
Well, in the context of
just helping any of the veterans, like, was there one that really got you? Or they all get you?
They all get me. I don't love talking about specifics of folks' cases.
Sure.
These are really challenging things for them, and mm-hmm. not everybody
wants
the details of their
okay.
case out there. I will say
that
virtually every case we handle is meaningful, and because the type of folks that we're helping, by virtue of the fact that they qualify for this type of help and they need this type of help, everything we can do for them.
Big or small, they all matter.
It matters, yeah.
Now, if somebody is out there, like I grew up in Rocky Hill, and I spoke briefly before we started Spotlight this morning that, you know, the Veterans Hospital has been just ingrained in who I am growing up. It's always been there. You see the vets around town. We chat with them. You know, it's a great place. And how does somebody who maybe isn't at the Aurora Center or at the, you know, Veterans Hospital or at an organization that's veteran based, and if somebody's out there right now listening and it's not necessarily an eviction case, they have something else going on, but they're a vet that needs help, how would they get? Is there a place to go through? You know, do a screening process? Is there paperwork to fill out? You know, that kind of thing.
Yep. So they can call us, reach out to us by phone, and our number's on our website at ctveteranslegal.org. And there is a screening process. Carolyn, our paralegal, speaks to every veteran who calls and talks through the specifics of their case. Unfortunately, we're not able to serve everyone who comes
okay.
in. We have to turn away actually like two-thirds of the cases.
Yeah, there are parameters that...
There are parameters. Okay. Generally, we are serving veterans who are not making more than 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. So
okay.
Our clients on average have an annual income of a little over $15,000 a year.
Okay.
We're trying to serve where there is
a big...
Sadly,
there's a big basis of veterans that are making that little amount of money.
Absolutely.
And it's sad, but true. And you have veterans who are referred by their mental health clinician. So if you're a mental health clinician out there and you're listening and you might have a client that is going to qualify for this, this is a good opportunity for you to listen up as well. And all of this is available at ctveteranslegal.org. You can look up if you're looking to get a volunteer for the organization, if you're looking that maybe you do have a client that has a mental health clinician that qualifies for this. You can find out about the release form and the legal problem screening form that can all be filled out by the veteran. This is all on the website as well. And you guys have a lot of very good legal links as well on your website. So it's a plethora of information here. CTLawHelp.org, Stateside Legal, and then CTFreeLegalAnswers.org. All of those links are up there as well because, you know what, there's a lot of information that you just don't know.
Right. And so what we also do besides representing people is give people advice. So they call up and they have a specific issue, or we try to direct them to the resources. Even if we can't take their case on, the resources that can help them solve their legal issue.
Now, how do you guys raise money for this? Because it's great that Halloran and Sage does the pro bono work. That's got to be a bonus. You don't have to pay for any of that. You know, that's amazing. But it's more than pro bono work. There's got to be, you know, things that need money and funding.
This is true, and this is often
not
a source of angst.
That, not everything.
No, we raise money in many ways, from private grants, federal grants, state grants, research grants, and then from fundraising as well. And so this year, actually, we have a big annual bike ride fundraiser that leaves from Stamford, goes through Fairfield County and Westchester County, depending on how much you want to ride. This year, it's going to be June 15th. And if anyone out there
around the corner, we still have time for you to sign up.
Absolutely. Definitely have time to sign up. And we'd love to have anyone out there who wants to come. And then we get a lot of corporate and law firm support as well.
Yeah, give them shout outs right now. Here's
so
the time.
We have a saluting service annual dinner and gala that we have mostly for our law firm partners who support us, Halloran and Sage being one of them. And so it's that corporate support that supports the ride and saluting service that helps us also carry out this work.
And it's in beautiful Fairfield and Westchester counties. If you go far enough, you get to Westchester County. If you're willing to ride that far.
Yes.
It's a great ride. Four scenic routes. You've got a beautiful ride for everyone, all the way from beginners to experienced riders. And if you are thinking about putting a team together, this is the one to do, because you tell me there's a beautiful party at the end, too.
Absolutely. It's at, so Point 72 is kind enough to host the event, and they just have beautiful grounds, and they really do a good job not only hosting the ride, but also throwing an after event where everybody gets to gather and kind of
you earn your meal after that one.
trade stories. I'd also note that private donations, individual donations, are another source of funding, and you know, it's not just large companies or firms or anybody like that. I mean, if you want to help, or if you want to volunteer, or if you have the financial ability, anybody can donate to this cause. If you don't have the time to donate your services,
you have time to write a check. That's
exactly.
Cool, too.
And one of the, I think, most amazing things about the CVLC and the work that we do is that we've had an analysis done of the donations and their impact. And
oh, tell me about that, because that's always interesting to me, where the money goes.
Where the money goes. And so what we've been able to show is that for every dollar we receive in donations, we're about able to return, on average, $10 of value to a veteran recovering from mental illness or homelessness in terms of increased housing, increased access to health care, reduced debt, or increased income.
Because isn't that, you know, what you want? You want somebody to be able to know that they served their country and served us well, and that they deserve to have a place to live and to feel comfortable and make sure that they can get to their job and live a life that they deserve once they come home.
Exactly. And so this very little amount of money can have such a maximizing impact.
Yeah, 10,
and just
turning one into 10.
It's huge.
That's great numbers. Now, if somebody's out there right now and they're thinking about being a volunteer, what is it that you're looking for in volunteers? Is it just lawyers? Is it more than lawyers?
I mean, mostly it is lawyers to take on the cases. I mean, as I said, we do have to turn away 2/3 of the cases that come in the door. So any volunteers, lawyers out there would be greatly appreciated.
Would that help that number?
I think it would help. Yes, I think it would help. You know, placing cases is still an issue. It would help us serve more people.
Yeah.
But also, anyone with fundraising expertise or who loves
grant
to
writing experience
grant writing or
that,
or
it's
wants
not
to,
easy to just write a grant. You can't just do it. Like
right.
You can't be like, oh, I can write this. It takes more than that.
But hosting events, if you want to donate or help raise awareness and collect for the organization, that's always great too.
And just on the again on the pro bono side, to my colleagues in the bar, Liam's being modest, but I can tell you that these folks at the CVLC, the staff attorneys, are working very hard to accommodate their caseload, and every bit helps. And so if anybody's out there and would like to contribute, we could certainly use it.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we are talking to Greg Gagne from Halloran and Sage, Liam Brennan from the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center, and we are talking about the services that are offered from Connecticut's veteran legal organization. It's ctveteranslegal.org if you want to learn more about it. And if you're driving in your car right now, fear not. Like always, I'm going to make sure that all these links and phone numbers and information are all up at wrch.com, and they'll be accessible to you through there. So if you are a lawyer and you are an accredited attorney, you can volunteer and help veterans navigate the process of applying for VA. But I would think that there's not somebody who does that. They still you still have to have a separate person to help with getting VA benefits. I don't know how the process works at all, so I don't understand the difficulty of it. And it's not because I don't think it's there; it's just because I don't know.
There's a couple phases. Some people apply for VA benefits and they just get them. And
yeah.
They get what they're entitled to. But there's also people who get denied. And then that's when the legal help is necessary. Because
why would somebody who has served not just automatically get it? I know it sounds like a dumb question.
That's a great question. It kind of spotlights an issue. So, for example, PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD was not really in the discussion. When you go back to the Vietnam era, and it's a fairly recent phenomenon when we're talking about evaluating someone who's leaving the service. And so what you see is folks who genuinely have PTSD, it was not picked up at the time because nobody was looking for it.
As they look for it now.
Right. And so the difference when someone has a disability that affects their ability to walk, it's pretty easy to quantify that. But when you're trying to quantify a mental health condition, and at the time that people were doing the diagnoses, they weren't really even looking for it. It creates a challenge.
So when do we think, like someone who served, obviously when we can go back, into the Vietnam era, Korean War even, but when did we start using PTSD and acknowledging it? What year?
Well, there hasn't been a particular year. I would say that in 2014, there was a memo issued by the Secretary of Defense that essentially said, let's take a closer look at this.
Yeah.
It's been incorporated now into the regulations. So back in, even as early as, 2001, 2002, when I first started, people had to get physicals before they were separated. They would often get mental health evaluations, but there was no one instructing them to specifically look for PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fairly recently,
protocols
at least as of 2014, they've inserted that into the regulations for each branch of service, and it's really taken more seriously. And so I think the folks who are separating now sometimes get a better
shot at it. So if you were separated from the military from, we'll say, maybe the Vietnam era on, you might have been missed because it just wasn't something that was part of the process.
Yeah, and to give you kind of some backstory, it's missed, and then a lot of times these folks back then, they return to the community and they're having a hard time. They're having it because of this.
And then along with the PTSD comes things like alcohol, drug, because you're dealing with mental health in a way with things that are accessible in this life scenario that you're in.
Exactly.
Instead of getting mental health treatment, perhaps prescription medication and psychological, counseling.
Yeah, and then they'll come to, for example, the ARERA Center. They'll get plugged in with the CVLC. It's probably the first time that it even occurred to them that they may have an issue that they may be compensated for. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is kind of fill in gaps from sometimes 20 years ago or longer. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, that's a scenario that creates some pushback.
Yeah, and because they don't, I guess they just don't want to hand out the money either. But at the same time, you're like, why? Why not? You know, these are real, you know, men and women who have gone through something and who have served our country and need our help. Why wouldn't it be easier? You guys know the language, though. You know how to get, you know, this stuff fixed for people, and that's why you're such a great asset.
And so that, yeah, that's, I think, what the legal work we do on the VA benefits side is taking those cases, which are mental health cases, and gathering the evidence and making that case. That's what's really hard.
These are people that got missed. Right. They got missed in the diagnosis category, and they deserve our help.
Yep. And so putting that case together and making the case is how you get that intervention for them.
So if you are a lawyer out there, they need some help. Pro bono attorneys must be accredited to assist with VA benefit claims. Now, if someone is not, I don't know what that entails either. If someone needs accreditation help, is there a process they can go through with you guys to get them where they need to be?
Yeah, in order to do the specific VA appeals, there's a accreditation. It's not that involved.
Okay.
We can certainly introduce someone to that. That's the only, as long as you're, you know, a member in good standing of
the bar,
virtually all the other services can be provided. It's that VA appeals that mm-hmm. require the extra training.
Okay, so if you are a good standing member of the Bar Association and you want to get accredited for this, is there someone at your organization that can help them with that?
If they want to get involved with CVLC,
they're lawyers. You guys are smart enough to figure it out.
You can definitely reach out to us. We actually hired a pro bono manager this last year, Ashley Bachman, and she has been fantastic. And you can call us and get in touch with her and become part of our network of over 600 lawyers, paralegals, and intern volunteers who have worked for CVLC.
There's really nothing better than an organization. Our company here, Entercom Radio, they give us volunteer hours where we take time off from work and we are allowed to volunteer and do stuff. There's nothing better that an organization can do than allow their employees to give back to the communities that they serve. So if you are a law office right now listening, this is a great opportunity for you to do something amazing for veterans right here in Connecticut as well. Now, let's talk about other stuff you guys have going on. So we have the ride coming up on Saturday, June 15th. And remember, this is Connecticut's only ride for veterans. And this is going to be beautiful in Fairfield in Westchester County. And they gave us boots on the ground. We're going to give back butts on bikes. So 4 scenic routes offering a beautiful ride for everyone. And it's a start off with 5 miles and go all the way.
10 miles.
10 miles.
10 miles. Sorry, easiest ride, but 10 miles on a bike, not that hard. You can do it. It's our 10th anniversary, so it's our 10 mile ride is going to be our easy ride. Then there's a 25 mile ride, a little harder, and then the 50 mile ride, the Reservoir ride, very scenic, more challenging. And then there's the metric century, 100 kilometers, 62 miles. If you're really tough,
62 miles.
Tough it out.
I know. You can create a team. You can be a sponsor. You're still looking for sponsors, I imagine, as well.
You can support teams that are out there. You can also be just a virtual rider and not actually ride, but raise money for the ride.
That's my kind of bike
riding. And just as a reminder, every dollar that you donate to CVLC gets turned into
worth of services. The cause is amazing. I think you guys are doing really great work, and it's things that are cyclical, because you know we automatically think that vets need housing, medical care, mental health, food, but it all starts with getting someone who understands the law and fixing things along the way, and then it turns into housing. It mm-hmm. turns into getting proper medical care and even mental health care and food, all the things that come under the umbrella of things just everybody needs and deserves.
And I think you bring up a really interesting point with that you know, we are a legal aid organization, but the only one in the state that works within the VA system. And while a lot of our work is general legal aid that we do for our veteran clients, over 60% of our work is veteran specific. And so it's mm-hmm. veteran law specific, which no other organization does in the state, and few do around the country. But what you see is that for low-income veterans who have a right to access to VA benefits or increased health care or any of these things, these interventions can make huge differences in their lives.
Yeah, and so it's a domino effect.
It's a huge domino effect. And so if you can get access to VA benefits because you have had PTSD, you're suffering PTSD, military sexual trauma, any other sort of mental illness that's occurring, you can get access then to increased income stability that can really stabilize your life.
And add better housing, more money for food, and more chances for you to get the help that you need.
Exactly. And relieve the stressors that can be exacerbating
that
mental illness.
That make something like PTSD more cyclical as well. So these are all good cycles in the right direction.
Yep. Yeah.
And the first hardest in some regard, because when people are suffering from the setbacks from the PTSD and all the related things, and they're looking at a system that they just don't understand, taking that first step and getting to the CVLC, getting to the VA is the hardest part, but
it's going to be the most influential on making great changes in your life, that's for sure.
Yep.
You guys are doing amazing work. I'm so proud of both of you. I'm so proud that I finally learned about it. This is exciting stuff because, like I said, I grew up in Rocky Hill, and we have veterans. You get to know, some of them walking around town, and they're such good guys and women and men, and they deserve everything we can do to help them just make life at home better.
Well, yeah, we really appreciate you having us here to talk about this. And we also do want to say appreciate Halloran Sage and all the pro bono attorneys we have. You know, Halloran Sage this year actually was recognized by the Hartford County.
Did you
County.
Win an award?
We won an award.
Yeah, Greg.
It was fantastic. And it was a nice ceremony earlier this month.
Nice.
And we thank the CVLC for the nomination.
Okay. Yeah. What was the award?
It was the pro bono award for the Hartford County Bar Association.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's nice. We have it. We got a little plaque, and we put it up right in our lobby.
I love it. And congratulations.
Yeah. So, but what was also nice is that it puts a spotlight on the issue. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, even in the legal community, not everybody knows that this exists, that this need exists. And when you get this award in front of all the judges in Hartford and all the attorneys in the bar, I think a lot of them, first time, heard that this is even an issue that they can help with. So
it's a very good point. I think one thing that we don't think about a lot or talk about a lot is that veterans only make up about 7% of the general population, but among the homeless population, it's more like 12 to 13%. And so there is a real need there to address this issue.
And that, again, is all cyclical because those are people who are not getting the mental health treatment that they need for things that they didn't know existed when they came home.
Right. And so Connecticut's made great strides in reducing, it's actually a national, very proactive, a national leader in this, in reducing homelessness. But we need to continue to have these interventions and serve people. And there is a system for these people that can make a difference. And so getting them access to that
and making sure that they have somebody who can help them understand it and get them through the legal wranglings of it. I just made that word up. You know what I mean? The loopholes and the hurdles that you have to jump through sometimes. Red tape to get things done. I really appreciate you guys coming in. You taught me a lot today. The Connecticut Veterans Legal Center, overcoming legal barriers, strengthening veterans in recovery throughout the state of Connecticut. If you're looking to volunteer and do some pro bono work and get yourself accredited, or if you are a mental health clinician and you have somebody you think might qualify for the parameters set up by the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center, you can find more information online at ctveteranslegal.org. And don't forget, the ride, the Connecticut's only ride for veterans, is on June 18th?
15th.
I couldn't read my own writing. June 15th, 2019. It is in Stamford. And if you go to the website I just told you about, Connecticut, ctveteranslegal.org, there's a link right to the ride so you can get your team set up there as well. Greg Gagne, Liam Brennan, thank you so much for coming in this morning to teach us more about all the great stuff you guys do.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.